Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US bond and equity markets were closed overnight in observance of the President's Day holiday. In US corporate earnings, Walmart Inc. reports third quarter earnings before the opening bell tonight, Australian time. European markets were little changed, Germany's DAX dipping 0.01%, with automotive stocks capping gains after the US Commerce Department on Sunday reportedly sent a national security report to President Trump offering recommendations over new tariffs on imported autos and auto parts. Wirecard jumped over 15% after financial watchdog BaFin issued a ban against establishing or increasing short positions in the payment services provider. Elsewhere, France's CAC edged 0.3% higher, while Italy's FTSE MIB climbed 0.6%. London's FTSE 100 eased 0.2%, Barclays PLC falling 0.9% after one of its biggest shareholders reportedly sold its entire US $1 billion stake in the UK bank. Barclays is scheduled to post its full-year result on Thursday night Australian time. Elsewhere, HSBC is due to post its full-year result tonight Australian time, while Lloyds follows suit on Wednesday night. Reckitt Benckiser Group gained 4.6% after the consumer goods company announced a surge in annual revenue and a profit after broad-based growth across key brands. Base metals were mixed, copper rallying 1% to 284 a pound amid concerns that supply will tighten after India's Supreme Court set aside an order by an environmental court that had cleared the way for reopening Vedanta's southern Indian copper smelter. Elsewhere, nickel rose 0.6%, while aluminium fell 0.1% and zinc was down 1%. Data yesterday from the country's top automotive industry association showed a seventh consecutive monthly drop in Chinese car sales in January, down 15.8% from a year earlier. A quiet session for spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract adding 16 cents to 88.32 a metric tonne. Lower grades dipped 3 cents to 69.65 a metric tonne. Gold futures rose $4 to $1,326.10 an ounce. Elsewhere on precious metals markets, palladium hit a fresh record high of $1,449 an ounce. Oil prices were higher, WTI settling 47 cents higher at $56.06 a barrel, Brent gaining 24 cents to $66.49 a barrel. And the Australian dollar is a touch weaker following a dull overnight session, buying around 71.31 US cents. The Reserve Bank of Australia releases the minutes of their February monetary policy meeting that saw the central bank adopt a more dovish tone at 11:30 a.m. Australian time this morning.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.